This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The air is thick with signs, a gathering pressure. We watch as the prophets commanded for the preconditions of that great and terrible day of Yahuwah. The nations are moving, not by chance, but by the hand of the Almighty, aligning themselves for a confrontation written in the scrolls long ago. It is not simply a geopolitical game. It is the unfolding of ancient prophecy. Listen closely. The echoes of Magog are growing louder. The Age of Iron returns. Yeshikel saw it, and we are witnessing the pieces fall into place. A northern alliance takes shape, a coalition of animosity and ambition, mirroring the configuration described in the 38th chapter of Yeshikel. Russia, the modern embodiment of Meshech and Tubal, solidifies its grip, while Iran, Persia in the language of the prophets, fuels the fires of regional conflict. These are not isolated events, but orchestrated movements, the positioning of armies for a reckoning. But the scope of this alliance extends beyond the immediate north. The scriptures speak of Put, Gomer, and Togarma, nations of the west and northwest, offering their support, their resources, their tacit approval. The Isles of the Sea are stirring, a subtle but significant current of economic leverage flowing toward the conflict. They see opportunity in the chaos, a chance to exploit the shifting power dynamics. And there's a further layer of complexity. Sheba and Dedan, the nations of the Arabian Peninsula, will participate, but not as direct combatants. Ezekiel tells us they will engage in trade, appearing neutral, yet their commerce will sustain the engines of war. A deceptive participation, a veiled complicity. They will benefit from the turmoil, even as they claim innocence. This is not about political analysis. It's about recognizing the patterns, the fingerprints of Yahuwah upon the nations. It's about understanding that these movements are not random, but divinely orchestrated, a prelude to the day when Yahuwah will intervene and judge the nations. But while the world focuses on conflict, on the gathering storm of war, there is another current flowing beneath the surface, a current of restoration, a stirring among scattered Israel. We see it in the preparations being made, the storehouses being filled, the fields being readied for a harvest unlike any seen in generations. Yahweh spoke of this time, a time of abundance following a time of hardship. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Yahl 2:26. This is not merely an economic recovery. It's a preparation for a return, a provision for those who are awakening, who are separating themselves from Babylon, who are answering the call to return to covenant life. The harvest is not just of grain, but of souls, of a remnant being gathered from the four corners of the earth. And this restoration is fueled by a new economy, a righteous system built on justice and equity. Yes, Yahu prophesied of this time when the righteous will flourish, and the wealth of the nations will flow toward Israel. Yes, Yahu 61:6, it's an economy that prioritizes the needs of the covenant people, a system designed to sustain and empower those who are rebuilding their lives, their communities, their connection to the ancient paths. But let us not be deceived. The preparations for conflict and the seeds of restoration are intertwined. The judgment on Edom continues, its wealth targeted, its treasures plundered. Obadiah declared it long ago, "They have violently taken away my people's possessions and cast lots over my inheritance." Obadiah 1:11. And we see the fulfillment of this prophecy unfolding before our eyes, the stripping of Edom's ill-gotten gains, the exposure of its corruption. The nations may scheme, they may align, they may prepare for war, but Yahuwah reigns supreme. He is sovereign over all kingdoms, and his purposes will not be thwarted. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs, sounding the alarm, and reminding Israel to stay watchful, to stay ready, for the day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.